This is the John Clayton Show.
Brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
On 710 ESPN Seattle.
Okay, we're kind of throwing this all together at the last minute, which, of course, that's normal, particularly with me. And so what we're doing, we're taking your phone calls at 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. What's great is, you know, because it's now in the central time zone, we do have an edition of the John Clayton Show from the Super Bowl. We've been going all week, and, of course, it's so important today because literally within an hour, we're going to know who's going to be in and who's going to be out in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we're already getting some word. So let's get started. Of course, 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. I mean, this is caller-driven today, so we need your phone calls. Load it up, and we'll go right now with some headlines. All right, we're trying again. I can't confirm or deny some of the people that are in, but I can tell you who's being announced and who's not being announced so far as the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We will get the official word at the top of the hour because I know that's when they told us they're going to send the release. But Brian Urlacher, according to the Chicago Bears, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Brian Dawkins, the safety of the Philadelphia Eagles and the Denver Broncos, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, we're still waiting to find out if Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, made the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and I'm just looking at it like you and everybody else. It does look like there's a decent chance that T.O. is going to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I don't know where Mike Tenier is, but he's sending out congratulations to T.O., and so that, again, we cannot confirm, but it looks like T.O. very well can make it. Also, we've got to find out about Randy Moss. I think we don't have to find out about Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is going to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, nobody doubted that right now. Five go in. But now, if it starts to go that way, that means it does not look good for Steve Hutchinson, who certainly had a lot of support in the room. Kevin Mawai, you know, Joe Jacoby was informed that he did not go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And, you know, doesn't look good for John Lynch being able to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But again, we will keep you up to date on that. But again, here are the confirmed, and we'll try to, you know, because again, I don't want to get burning the people back at the Hall of Fame, but the Bears say Urlacher's in. You know, figure Ray Lewis is in. Now sources close to T.O. saying that Terrell Owens is in, and then, you know, still waiting to find out a couple more here, but those are some of the early words. And of course, you know that, you know, coming up, it's going to be a big game for Washington as they try to at least see if they can get the Arizona sweep. They have big basketball games coming up this weekend, and of course that'll be interesting to see. As far as the National Football League, your Super Bowl is tomorrow. Rob Gronkowski looks like he is going to be able to play. He's been cleared of concussion protocol. Everything's all set for him, and really no real problem as far as all that goes. Now we do find out from sure, according to some people from the New York Jets, that Kevin Mawai did not make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And that means probably that Steve Hutchinson does not. But again, we're going this on the fly right now. We're giving you the sources that are saying it because, again, I'm not going to gotta get burned and betray the Hall of Fame. But right now, that seems to be some of the names coming in there. And, of course, you know, good thing Gronkowski going to be able to play. Two healthy teams going for the Super Bowl. It's Philadelphia. It's right now a talented New England Patriot team. Can the Patriots win their sixth? Hey, we'll see tomorrow. And, of course, that's the update here, and that's your headlines. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Is it Bill in Puyallup? Oh, Will, yeah, in Puyallup. Hey, Will, how are you?
Good, how are you, John?
I'm doing great.
Lifelong Dolphins fan, so I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with Jarvis Landry this offseason?
They got to sign him. I mean, I don't think they have any choice. They, you know, they've got to make sure they find a way. If they can't sign him, they got to franchise him. I mean, he's too valuable. His value is in that $15 to $16 million a year range. I mean, they can't afford to let him go. He's one of the best slot guys in the league. He's one of the better young receivers in the National Football League. You know, if you get a great receiver from the class of 2014, you can't let him go. Look at New Orleans. I mean, they did well in the playoffs, but Brandon Cooks from that class had done so well in going over to the New England Patriots. You know, they still were able to patch, but no, they've got to find a way to keep him. Landry's too important to the offense, you know, and Ryan Tannehill needs him desperately.
Especially with Devontae Parker the past couple of seasons. Seems like he's been regressing. What are your thoughts on him?
I just think he's been spotty, and that's not not surprising, because when you're trying to make that transition high pick in that, sometimes it takes a year or 2 years, and it's unfortunate, but that seems to be the case. But no, I think that they hit it big on Landry. And if you hit it big on a receiver, hey, nowadays it's going to be costly. Antonio Brown is the highest paid wide receiver in football at $17 million. And Odell Beckham is probably going to command much more than $17 million. But he's not going to sign soon because, again, you have to see how that class of 2014 goes. That class of 2014 has changed everything. Allen Robinson, how good he is for Jacksonville. Good Landry is. Cooks has done everything and more. For the Patriots in helping them get to the Super Bowl.
Awesome. All right, well, that's all I had, John. Thank you.
Okay, well, hey, thank you very much. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Here, let's go to Kip in Seattle. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you are on the air.
Oh, gosh. Hi, John. I'm an East Sider here in Seattle, and we love you, buddy.
Question. Thank you.
I thought I heard you say a while ago that Jerry Kramer was not in the Hall of Fame, and I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, no, we're waiting to find out. And you're right about that, because one of the things I did talk about in the room today. Actually did it a couple times, but it's like, okay, I started voting in 1988. And 87 was the 11th time Jerry Kramer was a finalist, okay? He did not make it. And I think back then, the thought was, and I know this happens from the Pittsburgh Steelers, from the Steelers of the 70s, you get to the point when you have a dozen to 13 Packers that have made the Hall of Fame from that team, it's too many. But when you start to look at the all-decade team, Kramer was there. You look at all the other top linemen. Kramer was there, and so now I think it was held against him, because I know, for example, in Pittsburgh, everybody believes that Donnie Schell and L.C. Greenwood should make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Well, guess what? They have not, but I think, Jerry Kramer has now been waiting. 87 was the last year that he made the room, and so then he had to come in once as a senior and did not make it. Now he's up as a senior this year, and so today and sometime in the next hour, we'll find out yes or no that he made it. I would have to hope it's yes, because that means that only 10 no votes would knock him out. I can't imagine with the things said about Jerry Kramer today, there's 10 people out of the 47 in that room that will vote him out.
You take me back, Dell and Greenwood. I mean, they were good. And Art Shell, I mean, he was something else. But Jerry Kramer was the one everybody compared to. Nobody could handle him. I mean, you've already explained it, and I appreciate it, but I just can't believe
To give you, just because, again, it's like now you realize that most of the people in the room has never seen Jerry Kramer play that much. Okay, because, there wasn't as many televised games back then. So a lot of people are going on reputation and what people told them. Now, of course, everybody saw the playoff game. They saw the Ice Bowl. They saw the great block and all that stuff. But where Jerry was so good is his ability to pull and lead that sweep. And that sweep was so big for Vince Lombardi. And, he was the one who led that sweep. And that's why he was, acknowledged to be so good. And Vince Lombardi obviously respected the job that he did. Now, one of the things, remember, different times in society, it's good if you're a radical and it's bad if you're the radical. And so Jerry Kramer, wrote a book, and the NFL people did not like that. That probably hurt him in some regard in some of the voting, because that may carry into some of the people in the room. And so all of a sudden he kind of goes off the map, and he comes and doesn't get the support he should have gotten. Today is the day that we can resolve that. Today was kind of a day, if we find out for sure, it's resolution. Because 88 was my first time voting. Okay, I'm a 34-year-old rookie trying to do this stuff. And for three decades, the one name that keeps on being brought up is Jerry Kramer. Why isn't Jerry Kramer in there? Just like you're saying. And it's like, I'm surprised he's not in there. Okay, today's the day we can fix that. Today is the day that we can fix Terrell Owens not being in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, one of his contacts did just tweet out that T.O. did make it. I can't confirm. I'm just reporting. But it's like, I think there's a good chance that T.O. makes it, Jerry Kramer makes it, and we come out good as Hall of Fame voters, I hope.
Well, I hope so. I don't, you might have, they might have showed this film, but wasn't it Kramer that blocked Jethro Pugh when Green Bay won the first championship?
That's correct. You got it.
Yeah.
He made the big block. It's one of the most known, one of the biggest blocks in the history of this league.
Yeah. And Jethro Pugh was like, I mean, nobody blocked him, you know?
Right, agreed.
But, listen, John, I'll let you go. I really appreciate you taking my call. And again, we love you here in Seattle, man. You are the guy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm so fortunate to be here. I'm so looking forward to Thursday. Being presented the Keith Jackson Award. Richard Sherman's going to be my presenter. In fact, just had a visit from Ralph Morton, who is on the committee putting all this together, and he just stopped up in the room to say hello. He flew in here to see the Super Bowl, and what an honor! I mean, the Keith Jackson Award. I was so stunned when I found out that I won that, because again, it was something I never anticipated. I'm so fortunate now. I've won an award here for what I do on the air that I guess a few people must like, and being able to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, I'm so thankful for what I have and what I continue to have. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN, as we continue to wait to see who's in and who's out in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And again, not being a confirmer, just being a reporter, I can tell you what's coming out on Twitter and what, and again, if it doesn't sound right, I'm not going to report it. But it looks like, T.O. has been able to make it. Brian Dawkins has confirmed that he's been able to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You're waiting to find out about Randy Moss. The Bears have confirmed that Brian Urlacher has made the Hall of Fame, and Terrell Owens. Now, of course, that does not mean good news for a lot of the offensive linemen, so that means that Alan Faneca may not make it. Ty Law may not make it. Tony Boselli, according to different sources, definitely did not make it. Kevin Mawai, of course, not being able to make it, and Steve Hutchinson. That may be just a short-term type of thing, because I know there was plenty of support for Kevin Mawai and Steve Hutchinson, two former Seahawks, and wouldn't that be great if they make the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Could you imagine, by the way, how fortunate the Seahawk team was in the early 2000s? You have Hutchinson, a budding Hall of Fame guard, right next to Walter Jones, probably maybe the greatest left side of an offensive line since Upshaw and Art Shell back with the Raiders. Thoughts about that? Thoughts about the Hall of Fame? Thoughts about the Super Bowl? Well, give us a call at 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. It's the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle.
You're listening to the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle and 710sports.com. Now, more John Clayton.
866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Okay, I think we now have pretty much narrowed down at least the modern-day candidates for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Starting to get confirmation, again, it's not coming from me, that Randy Moss did make it. So if that's going to be the case, the modern-day voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame is safety Brian Dawkins, Ray Lewis of the Baltimore Ravens, Brian Urlacher of the Chicago Bears, and two wide receivers being able to make it, Randy Moss and Terrell Owens. That's unfortunate that five offensive linemen that were competing to try to get into the Hall of Fame didn't make it. That would be Tony Boselli, Alan Faneca, Steve Hutchinson, and Kevin Mawai, along with Joe Jacoby. Joe Jacoby officially being informed that he did not make it. Safety John Lynch was not able to make it. Edgerrin James then was not able to make it. Now we're still waiting to find out about Bobby Bethard, who was the contributor. Also waiting to find out about Robert Brasile, the linebacker from the Houston Oilers. He was a senior candidate, also waiting to find out about Jerry Kramer of the Green Bay Packers, offensive lineman. They were the senior candidates. So right now it does look like nobody got voted out. Now, understand the way this thing goes, you can have a maximum of five modern days and a minimum of four. So 10 votes would knock out any one of these four, but it doesn't look like it happened, because again, all confirmations from outside of the Hall of Fame and outside myself, but it's Dawkins, Lewis, Moss, Owens and Brian Urlacher. So two inside linebackers, two wide receivers, and a great safety, a nine-time Pro Bowler in Brian Dawkins. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to Cindy. Hey, Cindy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. Hey, I have
kinda,
a question.
It's kind of fun
you.
In the sense that it's like, you know, it's almost like a free agent day breaking down news.
Yeah. I was curious, what do you feel about Jacob Green of the Seattle Seahawks ever getting in the Hall of Fame and or Sean Alexander?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough right now, and the reason is time is passing pretty quickly, you know, because they've not been able to get enough votes to be able to get even into the 25. Sean Alexander was able to make the 25, but he's not able to make the 15. And the line that we use is that, you know, you need to get into the room. If you get into the room, and getting into the room as being a top 15 finalist, usually you end up making it and getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, for example, you know, the 10 now that we're talking about that did not make it, whether it's Edgerrin James or Steve Hutchinson or Kevin Mawai or Joe Jacoby, at some point they're going to make it. Now, in the case of Joe Jacoby and Everson Walls, this was their last chance. You know, they have been up there for 20 years. You know, after 20 years, if you don't make it, now we're talking 20 years of being eligible. That means 25 years away from football. Then what happens is that you go into the senior pool, and there's a long waiting list to try to be able to come back and get that. It's kind of hard to bounce back in. So, you know, Walls will come off the list next year, and also they won't have Joe Jacoby because they've lost their last chance. But that enhances the chances of Mawai and Hutchinson. But I think it's going to be tough right now for Jacob to kind of get enough momentum to get back in.
Who do you feel would be the next Seahawks to actually get in?
I thought there was a chance today that Hutchinson and Mawai would both make it in. Because here's what happens. I remember one year, and we see it with wide receivers, and you see it like with pass rushers. When you have so many, and there were five offensive linemen, they take votes away from each other. And, Hutchinson and Mawai, at least in my opinion, came out as the two strongest offensive line candidates. And so I think that, one of the two will make it next year, if not both. But I think both now have a great chance to make it in the next 2 years.
Oh, super. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Cindy, thank you very much. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Again, confirming and looking to see who's going to be able to make it. By the way, what's going on right now, they are having the awards ceremony. That's why now we're getting some confirmation as far as where things are going. And now I think we do have the official confirmation from the Hall of Fame. Okay, so here it is. And it looks good. 8 for 8. Randy Moss, Brian Urlacher, Ray Lewis, Brian Dawkins, Terrell Owens, Jerry Kramer did make it. He was voted in as a senior candidate. Robert Brazil, the linebacker from the Houston Oilers, and Bobby Bethard, the general manager of the Washington Redskins and the San Diego Chargers. They are your 8 members of the newest additions to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This coming from the Hall of Fame as a confirmation. So we do now have that. I thought it was going to come over. You know, they're also making the announcements on what's going on for the award ceremony. Aaron Donald won the Defensive Player of the Year, the Los Angeles Rams defensive tackle. No surprise there. Most people think that it's going to be Tom Brady getting the nod as the MVP. We'll see about that. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Again, we'll keep you further and confirm everything here. Let's take a break and then come back. It's the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Now, more John Clayton on 710 ESPN Seattle and 710sports.com.
866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Yeah, we're getting all the confirmations right now. So, again, want to get your reaction. We'll keep going until the top of the hour when everything is all firmed up. But, again, here is the 2008 class, 218 class, Randy Moss, wide receiver, Terrell Owens, wide receiver, Brian Urlacher, linebacker, Ray Lewis, linebacker, Brian Dawkins, safety. All those are the five modern-day entries into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. All right, the seniors, Jerry Kramer, guard for the Green Bay Packers, Robert Brazil, linebacker, Houston Oilers, and Bobby Bethard made it as a contributor. So all that's the eight members as it stands right now from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That means no Steve Hutchinson, no Joe Jacoby, no Edgerrin James, no Kevin Mawai. They did not make it this year. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to Kip. Oh, we just lost Kip here, so we're going to go to Kip. So give us a call here as we kind of go through this. I want to get your reaction. I mean, again, what are you happy that Terrell Owens, because, again, for 2 years, the Hall of Fame has taken a lot of criticism that T.O. has not been able to make it. Now he has made it. So what's your reaction to that? Good, bad, indifferent? Do you think that was worthy or not worthy? So you want to get your thoughts on that. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Thoughts on Randy Moss making as a first ballot. Interesting part of this year's class, three made it as first ballot Hall of Famers. You've got Randy Moss making it first ballot, and then Ray Lewis, no surprise, making it first ballot. Brian Urlacher making it first ballot. Do you like that or you don't like that? Call us at 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. You can also check in your thoughts on the Super Bowl. You can check in on your thoughts as far as the Seahawks, because, again, this week's going to be big. Big news this week because, if a couple guys start getting money guarantees for their base salaries, that means that they're definitely going to be on the roster. I mean, Russell Wilson has that, which, of course, he's going to be on the roster. Doug Baldwin, a couple other guys, Bobby Wagner. I mean, the drama certainly is going to be, is there anything going to happen right now with Cam Chancellor, who, pretty much has his base salary guaranteed because, he has $6.2 million and he's got an injury guarantee and he's injured. And so will they cut them? Will they keep them? What will they do? 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. And where do you chime in on the Earl Thomas, trade or no trade? Clearly, everybody would want to make sure that he's still here. You don't want to get rid of a great player like that. If you go back, and we talked a little bit about this today in the room, Edgerrin James, who was in the mix in the 15, he was out there, and was he going to make the Hall of Fame or not? But they traded away a Hall of Fame running back in Marshall Faulk, and then drafted Edgerrin James and came out of it okay. And again, Earl Thomas, I think a lot of people think, has Hall of Fame credentials. And if you agree, what do you do? I mean, he's going to hold out, it looks like. Marshall Faulk, one of the reasons that he was traded was because he was threatening to hold out, and even when he went to the Rams in the trade, he did hold out. And so, is it worth trying to gamble through and get some kind of a deal done? 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. So your thoughts on that. And again, we're going to keep you updated on all the award things that are being done. We find out officially that Aaron Donald was voted by the Associated Press as the Defensive Player of the Year. No surprise there. They also gave wide receiver Andre Roberts of the Atlanta Falcons a award for his salute to service. He was the winner of that. In that mix was Ron Rivera. So we're finding out now who's going to be the Offensive Player of the Year. But I know that we've taken criticism. I know G. Scott has criticized, and again, that's no problem. T.O. didn't make it the first 2 years, but T.O. is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And as I've said before the show, all this year, I kept on saying, I voted for him. I was going to keep voting for him until he made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And my hope was that I wouldn't have to vote for him next year because he made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Let's go to Joseph in Tacoma. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, John. Huge fan, man. I just wanted to say that I totally support T.O. getting in. I'm really happy for him. And I understand, all the criticisms and the locker room stuff, but I think his production just totally outweighs that, and I'm really happy for him. I think it's good reflection on the Hall of Fame committee that he's finally in there.
Yeah, and I think what happens, and again, I kind of get myself caught up with that. That's why, you know, I try to stay as current as I can, you know, because as you get older, a lot of times, you know, you get harder in your thinking. I mean, you start to think, okay, well, this guy this and this guy that, and you just don't get down to the basics. I mean, I kind of compare it to the catch roll. Okay, they put too many words in the catch roll, you know, saying, okay, survive the ground or make a football move or do this or do that. Don't worry about the fumble and all that stuff. Well, I think we were getting that way, and I'm not saying, you know, because, again, I voted for him, so it was like I didn't have the issues that others did, but it's like, well, geez, I mean, he did not conform in the locker room. You know, he certainly was a problem to quarterbacks. All that's true, and all that should affect what he does because, again, you know, if you're going to be, you know, out for yourself and guess you're getting yards and not helping your team out, okay, that's different. But you notice that even though he was a pain for most of the quarterbacks that he played with, he also, they had their best years when he played with them because he was that good. He was that big, physical receiver that, you know, worked on his strength, didn't have the greatest speed, but, I mean, he would just, I mean, he was more physical than just about any wide receiver that you're going to be with, and that's why he got 16,000 yards during his career. And so I think that you throw all that together, throw away the other stuff. I mean, hey, if it's a catch, it's a catch. If he's a Hall of Famer, he's a Hall of Famer. Tonight we find out for sure after 3 years, Terrell Owens is a Hall of Famer.
I love that point you make about just going back to the basics and not overthinking stuff. I mean, for those issues, if he was some marginal guy or like maybe like on the cusp of getting in, that's one thing. But his numbers are just ridiculous in the record book.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with you 100%, man. I'm glad for everything.
Yeah, and again, it's like, I'm sure what it is, and, you know, I would not allow myself to get caught up in this, is that, okay, so now you're a 50, 45, 60-year-old guy trying to judge somebody who, you know, is in his 20s and 30s and all that stuff, and you're a little bit more critical. Okay, so, for example, I mean, I've seen now generations of wide receivers. You know, for example, I mean, the generation of wide receivers, you know, watching Terrell Owens, you know, may not have the background of seeing Lynn Swann and John Stallworth and the great wide receivers of the 70s. Well, I've had the fortune of seeing those in the 70s. Those in the 80s, those in the 90s, and those in the 2000s. And so now you're trying to compare those. But again, a whole generation of people that, you know, are, that grew up when T.O. was in his prime, you know, they grew up watching him. I mean, he was the go-to guy. I think, you know, one of the people in the room ended up saying, it's like, think about, you know, with the Madden game and all the games and all that stuff, how many people did T.O. and Randy Moss and some of the other top receivers draw to that sport? Because, again,
yeah,
if you were a fan of wide receivers.
In that category, yeah. When I started football was when he was really in his peak. That's when I kind of became the fan I am today, was in his era. So I can totally appreciate the talent that he brought to the game.
Yeah, and that's why I think, you know, you have to have an appreciation for that, because it's like, hey, it's nice to snub your nose and say, oh, this, and this. It's like, no, he was one of the best. I mean, you know, we can debate if Randy's better than T.O., if T.O.'s better than Randy. It doesn't matter. I mean, they both get in the same year, but it's like, if these are two of the guys that you marvel at, you know, Chris Carter and all those guys like that, well, then get them into the Hall of Fame. I just feel so good for us voters being able to do it this year. I thought it would have been painful for it to go another year and not make it in. Thank heavens that T.O. made it and Randy Moss made it.
Agree 100%. I have one more question before I go.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you, so can you explain to me kind of the cachet difference between being a first ballot and not being a first ballot? Is that a big deal, just respect-wise and cachet-wise?
I don't think it is, and I'll give you the example of Harry Carson. Harry Carson had to wait 7 years, the former Giant linebacker, to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. After 4 years of waiting, he was so mad. I mean, he informed the Hall of Fame, if I'm elected, I'm not going to go in. I'm just not going to accept it. You know, it's too painful for me to go through this experience. I don't want to do it again. Tell the voters don't vote for me. Did we listen? No. He made it after 7 years, and now they have a luncheon every Friday at the Hall of Fame when the enshrinement's there. And, you know, it's a luncheon where the players speak and talk about what the Hall of Fame means to them. Guess who's one of the most active speakers about that? Harry Carson. Harry Carson talks about what it now means to wear that gold, the gold jacket, to be up there, to be recognized, you know, among the 300 and some. Remember, I mean, in this planet, there's less than 320 players can claim that they have the gold jacket. I mean, I'm so fortunate because, you know, I have my award in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and I know what it meant. What it has meant to me, you know, is one of the best things that happened in my life other than marrying my wife. And, you know, because it means so much because it shows your body of work is in such a rare area that, you know, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you know, my name's attached to maybe 30 other people in the Hall of Fame that do what I do. In the case of Harry Carson, you know, he now was able to accept and, you know, I love the fact, you know, Art Monk was disappointed for 7 years. He had to wait and get in. You know, Cortez Kennedy, before he passed away, how many years? He had to wait 5 or 6 years to get in. It meant everything for him to get into the Hall of Fame. You know, the one that I think, as good as it is for T.O., I feel so good for Jerry Kramer. Jerry Kramer waited 45 years to get into the Hall of Fame when he was one of the best guards of his era. I mean, he deserved to be going in, you know, back in 1987 and 86 and 85, and he didn't get in. 45 years later, he has his day, and I feel so good about that. I really am proud of our voters.
That's awesome. I'm proud of you guys, too. Hey, man, and good stuff. And I'm looking forward to these speeches. These are going to be real cool.
Oh, yeah. They did say they're going to try to shorten them. Yeah, good luck on that one.
Totally.
Yeah, good luck. It's like, yeah, I'm sure they're going to do it. I mean, you know there's going to be the long speeches and well-deserved.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree.
Hey, thank you for
the
call.
John, well, thanks 866- for taking my call, man. You have a good one.
All right, same here. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. As we're trying to, you know, firm everything up from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but I think we now know the class. It's going to be eight big, which is great. It's going to be, you know, one where you can see that you got two wide receivers in Terrell Owens. You've got Randy Moss. You've got Brian Urlacher, Ray Lewis. And then, of course, that's great that Bobby Bethard was able to make it. You know, Brian Dawkins was able to make it at safety. And then Robert Brazil, the linebacker. And, of course, it's so good after 45 years, Jerry Kramer being able to make it. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. It's the John Clayton Show on 710. ESPN Seattle.
You're listening to the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle and 710sports.com.
Our thanks to Matt Nelson for coming in and putting this together at the very last minute so that we could have a Super Bowl show, particularly at a newsy time when the Pro Football Hall of Fame, we had the vote today. And, of course, I mean, you know, Matt had to sit there not knowing when the vote was going to go. We had an idea that maybe it was going to be 1 o'clock and then trying to get back through the snow to the hotel and be able to do it. But, Matt Nelson, thank you for producing the show and running the show. And, of course, you know, want your reaction here. We'll go for the next, 6 or 7, 8 minutes. And so get your call, 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Let's go to Phil. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Real good.
I really, really am impressed with the Hall of Fame selections, especially, can you imagine the dais with Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher, Randy Moss, and Brian Dawkins, plus T.O. on the same stage? It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah. I love the fact that it's like they're going to try to limit some of the times of the presentations. Yeah, good luck with T.O.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be, well, yeah, just bring snacks, eat a lot of food, make sure you go to the bathroom before.
Just get your popcorn there. Just get the popcorn ready.
I have another question for you about the Seahawks. I know that Steve Hutchinson was not selected, but although there are many other Seahawks that are probably more than capable of getting into the Hall of Fame, do you think that he'd be the first one selected for the Seahawks?
I think right now, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me next year if Mawai and Hutchinson make it. In my opinion, at least from my vote, you know, I have them. Because now, remember, Joe Jacoby's not going to be up there. Okay, so that means you have four that are going to carry over into next year, and Mawai and Hutchinson will be in the 10. So it's like, you know, that they're that close to getting in, and one of the two, if not both, I think will get in. Because I have them have Alan Faneca and Tony Boselli. They're a good push for Tony Boselli. But no, I think that, you know, the next Seahawk to get in is either going to be Steve Hutchinson, Kevin Mawai, or both. And I think, you know, one of the two, if not both, can happen as early as next year.
Wow, I see what you mean. As far as the Chicago Bear Nation and probably the Philadelphia Eagle Nation for Dawkins, I think the Green Bay Packer Nation for Jerry Kramer will be quite amazing. The man deserves to get in.
And Jerry did get in. After 45 years, he got in.
Oh,
yeah, so I mean, I feel good about this because it seems like.
I also want to congratulate you on your Keith Jackson Award, and I hope you have something nice to say.
Well, I'll try to say that. I'll try to figure something out. Okay, hey, thank you. 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Alvin Kamara ends up winning the AP Offensive Rookie of the Year. And kind of interesting. He beat out Kareem Hunt, the running back. I mean, it was going to be one of the two. Leonard Fournette was going to be in the mix. But, you know, the decision goes down to Alvin Kamara, the New Orleans Saints. Saints had an incredibly great draft. We've got the Offensive Player of the Year being named. No surprise there. It's Todd Gurley of the Los Angeles Rams. Todd Gurley has been able to make it. And, of course, going over the Hall of Fame, I mean, it's Ray Lewis. It's Brian Urlacher. It is Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, and then, of course, Brian Dawkins, the safety from the Philadelphia Eagles and the Denver Broncos. Then as the senior candidates, Robert Brazil, the Houston Oilers. He makes it at linebacker, and so happy to see Jerry Kramer making it from the Green Bay Packers after 45 years of waiting. He is in, and then finally Bobby Methert makes it as general manager. Your reaction, 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Give us a call here. We try to wrap things up here. And, again, it's been a fun week from here in really cold Minnesota. I mean, it's cold. I mean, you know, we're not on Radio Row because, we moved over to a new location. You know, Radio Row had 102 people in the mall. And, of course, it was so loud over there, it would have been hard to do a show because you got the Eagle fans chanting. You've got the Viking fans booing because they don't like the Eagles. And then you've got the, the Patriots who just kind of feel that they're ready to claim everything and get their sixth championship. Also want to see if you got a last-second prediction on the Super Bowl. Call us at 866-9. 979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. And again, we didn't know when we're going to be doing this show because everything was at the mercy of the Hall of Fame vote. Vote went 8 hours, actually a little over 8 hours because we had to kind of go about 15, 20 minutes just to get the last part of that in. But it all worked out because everybody that made the final five was able to make it in. And everybody that was able to be as the seniors coming in, they made it. And Bobby Bethard was able to make it. So one quick little run here for a reaction. And, of course, we will be back on Monday at 10 o'clock. We will fly back on Monday afternoon and then, of course, be back in Seattle sometime late on Monday night, and then back for the show on Tuesday. So any last thoughts here? 866-979-ESPN, 206-421-ESPN. Happy to see that. I think the one thing that you feel good about is, Terrell Owens was, a character that, was going to, cause issues. He was going to have votes against, and that's, you can understand that was going to be in the cards. And so he had to wait. He had to wait 3 years. Okay, it's still a gold jacket. It's still a bronze bust. It's still the recognition that you're one of the greatest players in the history of the league. Terrell Owens, congratulations on a great career. Interesting this year, the three first ballots came in. Randy Moss, Brian Urlacher, and Ray Lewis. They make it as first ballot time. And, of course, that did cost. Steve Hutchins was also a first ballot and came very close. That cost maybe Kevin Mawai the chance to get in. But again, I think a very good class. Hope you think so too. And again, Matt Nelson, thank you for putting this show together. We will be back on Monday at 10. It's John Clayton.